Okay, so we'll meditate. Ready? Blow your nose. I have. Anybody need? It's okay. Right. Me too. We can make an album. That's the Jimi Hendrix version. Then sit up straight. Personally, I find if the weather is cold in the room, I put my hands on my lap and it keeps the warmth in the body with the arms. And then if it's hot in the room, I put them on my knees and then I get circulation here. It helps a little bit. Relax your face. Relax your mouth, especially the corners of your mouth. Some people find it helps to leave their mouth slightly cracked open. Same with your eyelids. Relax the muscles of your eyelids. Sometimes you can experiment with leaving them slightly open, but not looking out. Then rock back and forth and find the center. Point of balance. Then come to your breath. Then start to count your breath. If you think of something else, then start over. See if you can be here in the present moment, even as you're counting your breath. then invites your heart teacher to come sit with you. Enjoy the feeling of their presence. And honor them, make a prostration to them by thinking about one quality that they possess that you would like to have. Try to think of real examples when you saw them exhibit this quality. Then make them an offering of something kind you've done in the last few days. And think of something you're not so proud of, some mistake you've made in the last few days. Tell your teacher and make some small commitment not to do it for the next few days. think of something else kind that you've done in the, could be, let's say, all this year. Maybe have an election and think, what was the kindest thing I've done all year? Think for a few moments on what was the nicest thing you've done all year for someone else. Last year. And try to think of something nice that you've seen someone do here at this camp since you came. And in your mind, congratulate them. Rejoice in them. And I like to do the next step like this. Think of how you would like to be this evening. You pretend you're someone else watching you this evening. And how would you like to look to them? What would you like to improve about yourself that when someone looks at you, they see something new in you tonight, and then ask your teacher to help you become that tonight in a small way. Myself, I think, oh, I'd like to be more cheerful or something. Think of something, then ask your teacher to help you be that. Then ask your teacher to stay in your life. Guide you. Try try to imagine what will happen if you're close to a good teacher for a long time, what changes could come. Okay, then I'd like you to relax and stretch for a moment. Then we'll start the real meditation. That's the traditional preliminaries, right? Six of the seven, I think. Uh-oh. Got my little part of my mind. No, just let's start again. Ready? Come back to straight back. Relax your face again. Bring your shoulder blades together in the back. Opens your chest. Tighten your tummy a little bit. And then let your mind land on your breath. Start to count your breath. then please take a small part of your mind and separate it out from the back of your head. Let it watch the main mind without judgment and without correction. Just watching the main mind, listening to its thoughts, and let's check in, let's see how the weather is in our head today. And what are the thoughts? What are the concerns that the mind is having this morning? Mostly future or mostly past? Or present? If you can learn to listen to your own mind, then that's half of meditation already. If you can divorce yourself from the main mind and observe the mind, listening to its thoughts, then you're already halfway to being a really good meditator. Then place a wall in front of your forehead. Don't allow the mind to go to the future. I think it's useful to try to make the wall very clear, concrete, and be strict with your mind. Don't let it have even a small thought of the future. If you allow the mind to slip out even for a little bit, then it will become a habit. So block any fleeting thought of the future. Stay aware of your mind. Don't space out and let the mind slip away. Be here in this room with these people for this purpose. It's really enjoyable if you get good at it to be where you are. place a wall at the back of the mind. No thoughts about the past. Then in this present moment, we begin to take an object of meditation, which we haven't done yet. The meditation is only a tool, and it has to be trained on an object. So let's take the highest object, which is your own heart teacher, whoever that is, sitting in front of you. And I'd like you not to focus on their appearance so much as the feeling of their presence. So even in your mind's eye, your eyes are closed. And you're just staying aware in this moment of the feeling of your teacher's presence. And that's all. No other object, no other thoughts. Just enjoy as if you were reading a good book or listening to good music. Enjoy the beautiful song of your secret, of your teacher's presence. Try to relax into your teacher's presence. The mind craves stimulation. The mind wants more objects. Then the mind can't learn to enjoy a single object. So try to beware of the mind's craving for one more object and see if you can teach the mind to settle into a single object and enjoy it deeply, the presence of your teacher. And slowly come back to your breath. Focus on your breath again. Then slowly you can open your eyes. Stretch a little bit.